Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. I'm so excited to be here. It's been a little hectic last week, but all good now. And what a great turnout at the Salsa Festival. I hope all my winners were out there. And it was warm, and it was a great show. And congratulations to Maureen, Shea, all of them. Cassie, every one of them did amazing, but of course there's always one winner, and congratulations to Maureen. That's what this show is all about, the brighter side of life, and I'm really excited to share that. I've got so many events going on. This weekend, tomorrow, I'll be at the bridal premiere, and of course that's over at the Hyatt Regency. I'd love to have you come over there, even if it's just to look good, feel good. But if you do know a bride or you know somebody that is getting married, send them my way. I'd love to get you guys on the list, and we'll call, and you'll be under the Kim Pagano Show. We'd love to share that with you. Also, I'm really excited. Of course, that time is coming up, Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, and we've got both of them, Thousand Oaks and Ventura. In fact, they flipped them this year, so Ventura is going to be first, and put that on your calendar. That is 10-6, October 6th, and then, of course, October 27th over the Civic Plaza Center will be out there, and I would love you to join that. There's so many people that this is just such a great benefit, and the people that help out are amazing. So, of course, if you're just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, you've tuned in to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And, of course, you know I always start my show with something uplifting, and it's a good day to have a great day. So with that, I am really excited. I've got a full studio, and, of course, Eric Knight is here with me. We're going to talk a little bit about Making Strides. Welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, and then we're going to wrap back around with Eric, and of course he is his whole thing is journey designers. Can you imagine designing your journey? That just sounds like amazing. Sometimes I just kind of like dive in and keep going, and I need to come up for air and go, okay, am I making, am I going in the right steps, right?
Yeah, that's what it's all about, really, is realizing that we are responsible for the journey that we design for ourselves in this life. I'll get all into that.
I'm really excited. And, of course, action steps. That's what it's all about. We can't just get up, keep going through the day like on a treadmill, and we need to think about it. So what we're going to be talking with Eric is fulfillment. What does that really mean? What does that really mean? We're going to find out, right?
We are going to find out.
I love that. Okay. And then I've got my dynamic couple here, Pam and Bill Farrell. And I am so excited. I got them off their boat. I like reeled them in so they could be in my studio. We had so much fun with you guys last time. And I'm so excited to have you guys both in here. And we're going to talk a little bit about simple skills for success. And you have your men's one and your woman's one, right?
Right. We have 45 books in total, and two of them are really coaching men and women so they can be their very best self.
I love that.
So first of all, Kim, I want to comment you on bringing the theme, like way to set the hook and bring us aboard. That was good.
I like that. See?
And what we have discovered is that most issues in life have simple skills you can apply to them that take the complexity out of them.
I love it.
But like we do all live complex lives.
Right.
And we can get lost in the complexity and we don't know what to do next, and then we get paralyzed.
Right.
And what we've discovered is
that fear? Hello?
Yep.
Yeah.
And there's usually a simple thing you can do to restart progress.
Wow. Yeah. I love it. If I was like on target in mindfulness, simple. simple is what we all want to be. And that's really, you know, but sometimes we get, like you said, kind of like in a frantic mode and you can't even think straight. So anyways, and then our last guest is an interview that I did with the IBM Foundation President Jennifer Ryan Cozier and founding principal of Pathways in Technology Early College High School, PTEC, and Rashad Davis. Really innovative. And so I'm so glad that you guys are all here starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, we love to give back here. So Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Yes, Kim, you can go to enhance your relationship. Where do you go for that? You go to Tristology with a gift certificate for contemporary high quality sensual products. And you can find them at 434 Main Street in Ventura, 888-801-8952 for their number. If you're getting married or know a bride-to-be, let her know about the August Bridal Premiere, Sunday, August 5th, and that is going to be 11 to 3 o'clock coming up this very weekend.
Tomorrow, yeah.
It's happening tomorrow.
There you go.
So that's cool in Westlake. We also have the Sunset Dinner Rock and Roll Tribute to the Eagles and Journey at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, 38th Annual Wings Over Camarillo at the Camarillo Airport. This is an incredible presentation put on by the California Aeronautical University. You got to see that. Kim's got tickets. Another sunset dinner with a little rock and roll tribute to Fleetwood Mac and James Taylor at the Ronald Reagan Library. And finally, more music. The Oxnard Jazz Festival. What a lineup they have with Tieta and Confunction, Pete Escovedo. This is a great show. Saturday, September 8th in Oxnard. A little bit of jazz for you.
There you go. All right, so let's start off with, I'd love to give some tickets right now away to the bridal premiere. If anybody is interested, come on over. Oh, my God. There's going to be food, caterers, makeup, you name it. You've got it. Photography, everything over there. I'd love to get all my listeners out there. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, if you are running out and you can't listen to our show, turn us on your podcast, and that's at iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. Love to have you there. Subscribe and listen anytime. Take us with you all the time. Also, follow us on our social net, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of those. We'd love to have you there. And, of course, there's lots of contests there, so we'd love to share that with all of you. With that, I'm ready to get started. So, Eric Knight, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. And first off, I want to say thank you for your continued and long support of the American Cancer Society and our Making Strides Against Breast Cancer events.
You are so welcome.
And as a whole, KVTA, you know, you guys are obviously invested in the community. I know there's a lot that you do, and everything that you do for the American Cancer Society is so appreciated. Spence's, you know, involvement with Relay. Tom Hilton actually is going to be the MC for the kickoff for Making Strides next Thursday.
Oh, there you go.
And he helps. So thank you. Okay. You know, it's genuinely appreciated. And yeah, we've got our Making Strides events coming up.
I can't believe we're talking
about things in October.
I know. Well, we are in August now, right? I mean, it's flying. I can't even believe it's flying so fast.
Isn't your Christmas special next week?
There you go. I love it. So again, let's talk about, you guys flip the dates. Ventura's first,
right?
And then, of course, is 10-6, October 6th. And then Thousand Oaks is back over on 10-27.
Yeah, that's right. You know, these are volunteer-led events. You know, I'm the staff partner. I support them in putting together the best event that they can. And really, there were a couple conflicts that they had volunteer leadership-wise. And so they said, look, why don't we put it at the end of the month? We can bring in some Halloween-themed fundraisers as we lead up to it. And we've got most of Pinktober available to do some additional fundraising right now if we have it the extra 3 weeks. So we're excited about both events. For listeners who maybe aren't familiar with it or haven't been out to it, it is a non-competitive 5K walk in both Ventura and Thousand Oaks.
Okay.
And so we're really there to celebrate, remember, and fight back. You know, we're celebrating our survivors. We're remembering loved ones we've lost, and we're fighting back through awareness, through fundraising. You know, and the funds raised, you know, there's sort of two huge areas they go to. There's the research area, and over the years, since 1946, research grants from the American Cancer Society have funded researchers that have won 47 Nobel Prizes. So we're really the innovative leaders in funding that level of research. And then there's the other side, which is our programs and services. These are the free rides to treatment for cancer patients. These are free hotel lodging nights for patients who need to travel. This is our 800 number that has every single thing a cancer patient might need during treatment, initially when getting diagnosed. You know, I hear all the time, and there's this, I just got back from my doctor's appointment and all I heard was Charlie Brown sounds, you know, that wah, 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 wah. And so our 800 number is there for a number of things, but one of the things really people can do is call and say, my doctor was telling me about, you know, all these different treatment options, and I don't remember anything that he was saying about them. We have experts on the other end of that 800 number. So, the funding goes to all these different places. It really does stay in the community in that way that it's available to everybody. And then, of course, like I said, the research is very important.
Wow, I love that. I love that. And I know we just had our little kickoff, and so we're ready to rock and roll, right?
That's right.
All right. Well, we're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we've got some amazing things we're going to share. It's all inspiring, and we'd love you to stay with us. Of course, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we'll be right back.
If I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat.
The Kim Pagano Show would like to invite you to the 38th annual Wings Over Camarillo at the Camarillo Airport. Way more than just an air show, it's also a car show and festival, all presented by California Aeronautical University. With thrilling aerial performances, classic cars, food trucks and craft beer, and live entertainment all day, including a Saturday night concert by the Spasmatics. Wings Over Camarillo is an event not to be missed. The event will also include an enhanced STEM pavilion with a robotics competition and kids zone. New air show acts include the Vampire Jet, the world's first single-engine fighter jet, fan favorites Vicky Benzing and John Culver, and local favorites Judy Phelps, Tim Just, and Sammy Mason will return to this year's air show lineup. To honor those who helped keep us safe this last year, the theme for 2018 is a special tribute to firefighters. You don't want to miss this exciting event. Wings Over Camarillo is Saturday, August 18th, and Sunday, August 19th. For more information, visit wingsovercamarillo.com. That's wingsovercamarillo.com.
Trishology features contemporary, high-end quality sensual products for passionate play. Trishology is recognized in the industry as a leader and innovator for intimate toys that are classy and discreet. Trishology creates an environment where women are comfortable shopping. Trishology is about enhancing the relationship of couples and empowering women to their own sexuality through education and providing healthful, body-safe products for passionate play. Trishology not only sells pleasure products and lingerie, they offer seminar and classes too. For more information, visit Trishology.com or call 888-801-8952. That's 888-801-8952.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.weretoprint.com. That's www.weretoprint.com or call 866-612-3345. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Look Good, Feel Good by Kim features beauty products that will make you look good, feel good, and do good, including top seller Lip Sense. What is Lip Sense? It's a long-lasting, waterproof, smudge-proof lipstick that won't kiss off. Synergence products are not tested on animals, are vegan, GMO-free, lead-free, gluten-free, and wax-free. Check out their high-quality skincare, including the anti-aging complex of ingredients in Cineplex, the latest in technologies. Call Kim so she can meet with you for a personal one-on-one. 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California California kettle corn, hand-popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I'd love to get some tickets out to, of course, the Ronald Reagan Library. And they've got these amazing dinner and contests, dinner and dining. Which one? Now, Tom, do you have them in front of you, the two different things?
I have many things in
okay,
front of
I
me.
Know, I know. Sorry, I'm like going to bring
So which one
back.
Are we looking at?
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan Presidential
yeah,
Library. Eagles and Journey is a great one. That's happening August 3rd.
Could that be today? That could be today. It could be today. All right, well, we will give those away, and I'd love to get somebody on a will call list, so call us right now at 805-419-0008. All right. And so, Eric, thank you so much for being here and, of course, making strides against breast cancer. And let me ask you a question. How do people sign up?
People sign up by going to makingstrideswalk.org, and you put in your zip code, and it takes you right to the correct page to get logged in.
Okay.
There's also, of course, that 800 number I referred to is for everything. You could call 800-227-2345. And they can get you signed up there as well.
I love it. And I know you guys are passionate about this. Talk to us.
Well, we'd like to make a personal appeal to people out there to either join the walk or support somebody who's in the walk, because this is a personal issue for us. Mm. Like, people ask us all the time, how did you get started writing books?
Mm.
Well, we got started through a mentoring relationship that I got into.
Jim and Sally Conway, he wrote Men in Midlife Crisis, coined the term midlife crisis, actually. And Bill had just taken over a small church, and he...
Well, I just realized I was going to make a mistake. I was going to forget to do something important, or I was going to do something that was not smart.
Like, everybody needs a mentor.
So I asked Jim to be a mentor in my life, and it was a big need in his life because his wife at the time, Sally, was struggling with breast cancer.
Mm.
And they had built a platform on writing books together and doing conference work together to help couples and individuals learn how to live stronger and in a healthier way.
You just gave me chills. Thank
yeah,
you.
And so her struggle with breast cancer made it to where they couldn't go out together.
Mm.
So their ability to invest in us helped them extend their influence. And after two bouts with breast cancer, she finally succumbed to it.
Mm. And, you know, we really appreciate the American Cancer Society and all the breast cancer research, because it really did extend her life probably by 15 years because of the good treatment and because of the love of her husband, you know, taking such great care of her. And I have had several of my best friends, you know, walk this path with victory. Because things are not the same as they used to be.
It's not a death sentence.
Exactly.
Yes, and there's so much help. And that's why these things are so amazing. And there's knowledge. When we have knowledge, we're not stuck in fear.
That's right. That's right. And the camaraderie that people gain on a walk, and the excitement and the attitude of victory, we can beat this thing, nothing like it.
You're absolutely right. When I'm out there, I have to tell you the stories, and not even the stories from the person going through it. It's the family. It's the kids.
Yeah.
It's that, you know, because sometimes they're not even strong enough to talk. They're just there. And right?
That's exactly right. And thank you for bringing that up. You know, I talk about the research and the programs and services. There is equally as important, sometimes perhaps more important, that intangible connection that is made between people who are going through this experience. You know, they're the family, there's the loved ones, there's the friends, there's the community, there's the neighbors. And, you know, the beauty of these events is that it does bring together that energy and create something much greater than the sum of its parts.
I love it. All right. Well, I thank you. And again, everybody get out there and support this. It's a great cause. I've been doing it for a long time. So, all right, Mrs. Pam, you like that? Pam and Bill, let's talk about 7 simple skills. I love that. So let's talk.
So 7 simple skills, the whole concept of simple skills came up because we were seeing that people really had some huge issues in life, but they felt stuck. Maybe their families of origin hadn't trained them to be like good decision makers or to live healthy or emotionally, physically, all of it. Or they had big decisions and they just didn't know where to start in making a good, healthy decision. Or maybe they felt like they were on a crazy train. They had some toxic people in their life, and how do I manage that? And or maybe they had baggage from their past, and how do I overcome that? I don't want to repeat those negative patterns in my life. And so it was really out of a heart to help people that Simple Skills was developed.
And of course, everything like this grows out of personal experience. And part of my struggle in life is I was one of those that grew up in a home where I knew my parents loved me, but they didn't give me a lot of skills to work with in life. Mm. And, you know, we all have things in life we wish we'd learned earlier.
Yeah.
And one of the things I wish I had learned earlier was emotions follow decisions.
Wow. And okay. What does that mean to you?
Well, it boils down to if I want to change the way I feel about something, I need to make a decision about it.
We make our choices, and our choices make us. Mm.
And I discovered not only myself, but a lot of my friends we had excess emotional turmoil in our life because we didn't know how to make decisions.
You know, when you get all churned up and you're like, can't seem to shut off the voices in your head when you go to sleep or during the day, you're just like, am I making the right decision? Am I making the right choice? Like, what should I do here? That is the moment. You're all churned up because it's pointing to the fact that a decision needs to be made.
So almost like second guessing yourself, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And I thought early on that decision making was something that some people had and other people, well, too bad, you don't get to be good at that.
You don't have that gene.
Yeah, but that's not right.
No, when I learned it was a skill, it was a big relief for me.
Really?
And to give you an example, like every decision should start with what I call the obvious question.
What's the obvious?
The obvious question is, this decision so obvious I'm wasting time thinking about it?
Oh my God, that really makes sense, right? Because there's so many things like, why even waste your time on that, right?
Right, like get up, get dressed, make your bed, brush your teeth. Like some stuff, no matter how depressed you are or, you know, what's happening in your life, if you just do the next right thing, it will calm the chaos down.
Right.
And there's more than 5,000 decisions a day, studies say. So it's an onslaught of decisions. So we need to become really good at decision making. Dr. Oz, he even automates what he eats for breakfast and lunch. He decided, like, I'm going to find out the best thing to fuel me as a surgeon, and I'm just going to repeat that pattern. And
that makes a lot of sense. I mean, like, what could you take off your plate that you never have to make a decision again about, right?
Yeah,
right,
yeah. Right. No, that makes total sense. There was Steve Jobs used to do that. That's why he wore, same you always outfit. Saw him wearing the same thing. It's because he was basically, in computer terms, freeing up his system resources for things that he considered more important.
Right. It frees up that brain space so we can focus on, like, the cure for cancer or moving our, you know, profession forward, or our marriage or family issues, instead of, like, stalling the line at Starbucks on figuring out where what kind of coffee you're going to have, you know?
Just like, the that same. Would, make it that the would same. Be, like, not important, right?
Right. That's an automated one.
Okay.
And another skill that's become important to me as I have matured is one I call Act Your Age in the book. And that's based on the fact that in the decades of life, we operate differently. So somebody in their 20s is going to be very idealistic, but somebody in their 50s and 60s is going to be very influential. They're not going to be as idealistic or energetic, but their influence is going to be bigger. Mm-hmm. And so learning to adjust our approach to life as we go through the decades makes things simpler.
Love that.
It maximizes our time and energy if we adapt with the age and stage that we're at.
Mm-hmm. And that one became very personal to me because my dad, thank God my parents are both 89 years old and still alive. And early on in my dad's life, my dad was a very isolated, independent guy. And growing up, he just wouldn't engage much. But in his late 70s, he decided to engage in the relationships of our family. And as a result, he has been indelible in our family in the last 10 years.
Isn't that amazing?
Because he's telling the family story. He's telling the family history. Now, from a mobility point of view, these are my dad's worst years. He's struggling physically. He spends a lot of time in a wheelchair. But in terms of his impact on the family, they have been his best years.
And he has a lot to give. He's a rocket science engineer. He put, like, men on the moon with his skill set. So it's nice that he's opening up and sharing some of that now.
So do you think that he wasn't taught that from his family, and now through obviously your skills and the skills of your family, that he's like, wait a minute, I do, you know, there's a lot of people that don't even know how they feel. correct?
Right.
Right. And I think my dad, he didn't have the training or the need to do it earlier.
He did lose his dad when he was 17. And so there was a missing piece to the puzzle of his life. And that's why we say everybody needs a mentor, is because oftentimes there are those missing pieces. And if you just ask, who's the best person in this area and how can I spend time with that person? Even if it means like volunteering underneath their organization or in their world somehow, just to be able to serve alongside a lot is caught rather than taught. You can learn a lot just by, for example, sitting next to you, Kim.
Yes.
I would learn a lot about radio and about interacting with the community and your great people skills. And so find a great mentor in the area you want to grow in.
Oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. I mean, you know, I remember my dad has always told me, if you don't know something, go find somebody who does.
So good.
There you go, right?
Yeah, and I think a lot of it too is just responding to reality. Because early on, my dad defined life as I'm going to be busy, I'm going to be productive, and he was able to do all of that.
Right.
When he was not able to do that, then he had a decision to make. Am I going to sit here and be frustrated because I can't be active, I can't do the things I used to do, or am I going to adjust to the season of life that I'm in? Mm. And because my dad chose to adjust, his impact increased.
I feel like you're learning from your dad too.
Yeah,
isn't
I actually
that
have,
interesting how have life
a,
is.
Well, I have a friendship with my dad today that I didn't think would ever be possible.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and that's awesome. The power of adjusting to life and deciding I'm going to engage where I'm at rather than be frustrated about where I can't be.
That's beautiful.
I love that. Okay, we're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, I want to find out what we're going to find in your books, and then we're going to flip over to Eric here and talk about really being fulfilled. And you guys, please, all of us, join in. All right, stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'd love to get a gift certificate out. And, of course, that could be to... How did you know I was going to say that? Tristology. And let me tell you, talk about personal needs and just feeling good about yourself. We'd love to get you there. Call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information. Outreach season head greaser Danny Zuko and new girl Sandy Dombrowski try to relive the romance of their summer nights as the rest of the gang sings and dances, recalling the music of Buddy Holly, Little Richard, and Elvis Presley, with songs like Greased Lightning, It's Raining on Prom Night, and Alone at the Drive-In Movie, a production done by kids for kids with a musical theater intensive. The show runs 2 hours and is appropriate for ages middle school and up. Performances are Friday, August 3rd through Friday, August 10th. Call for tickets 805-667-2900 or visit Rubicon online at www.rubicontheater.org. The Kim Pagano Show would like to invite you to the 38th annual Wings Over Camarillo at the Camarillo Airport. Way more than just an air show, it's also a car show and festival, all presented by California Aeronautical University. With thrilling aerial performances, classic cars, food trucks and craft beer, and live entertainment all day, including a Saturday night concert by the Spasmatics. Wings Over Camarillo is an event not to be missed. The event will also include an enhanced STEM pavilion with a robotics competition and kids zone. New air show acts include the Vampire Jet, the world's first single-engine fighter jet, fan favorites Vicky Benzing and John Culver, and local favorites Judy Phelps, Tim Just, and Sammy Mason will return to this year's air show lineup. To honor those who helped keep us safe this last year, the theme for 2018 is a special tribute to firefighters. You don't want to miss this exciting event. Wings Over Camarillo is Saturday, August 18th and Sunday, August 19th. For more information, visit wingsovercamarillo.com. That's wingsovercamarillo.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I do have something else that I would love to give away, and that is some Grease tickets to the Rubicon. And let me tell you, everybody's going to want to go see this. It's actually happening right now, and we'd love to share that with everybody. Call us right now at 805-419-0008. I'd love to get you guys all in there. Call us with your name, your number, and your email, and one of our team members will get back with you. And of course, we're talking with Pam and Bill Farrell. We're talking with Eric Knight, and we are all talking about simple skills for success. What are we going to find in each one of your books?
Well, I'll share the acrostic that is in the women's book. Those seven simple skills are those essentials that you need in order to succeed in all of life. It's kind of like looking at a bike wheel, and these are the spokes. And if they're all, you know, running well, your bike moves forward, your life moves forward. If one of them's not working, you kind of get stuck, your flat tire, you know. So we want to unlock the secrets of success by these skills in being steadfast, becoming reliable, trustworthy, because people then want to give you opportunities because they can trust you, knowledgeable. You know, we want to learn, like, how can I find out the answers if I don't know? And sometimes we don't even, we don't know what we don't know. And so that's why a mentor is great, and becoming wiser with each passing year. And then intentional, that means becoming proactive. I'm going to decide to decide. I'm going to decide that I'm going to move my life forward. I'm going to be proactive here and make some choices, get some new resources, get some new skills, become a different person. It's never too late to become your best self. Likeable, get those great relationship skills. You know, number one thing that in the job market that the HR departments say is, yeah, you have great skills, but if you can't relate to people, we're going to find somebody who can. And that's why, Kim, you are like so far ahead of most women, because you have these great people skills.
Thank you very much.
So likable, and then lively. We want to live longer and stronger. We all have a lot to give. Everybody has their own uniqueness. And so if we can live long and strong, we're going to be able to leave a lasting imprint or impact in this world. And then effective, becoming productive, learning how to squeeze the most out of every moment of every day.
Yes.
There's some great skills there, learning, you know, time management and organization and how to manage your money. Just real practical things. And then becoming decisive. We've been talking about that and how important it is to make good choices. And one of the things that's kind of unique in, we have a set of seven different tests that you can take to decide if this decision is healthy in your life, to help you get off a crazy train and move your life forward. And it's like very personal to me. I mean, I'm the daughter of an alcoholic that was, you know, abusive and angry. And I knew I didn't want to repeat those patterns. And so a lot of this material is the things that helped Bill and I get off the crazy train and get a healthy life and healthy marriage and family going. And Bill and I were going to be, we just went to a wedding, and we were the second runners up
for
the legacy
years?
Dance at 39 years.
Ooh,
right now.
There you
yeah.
go.
But we were beat out by a couple that had 62 years under their
belt.
Yeah,
so. I guess so. They were
a distant second.
But we asked them for their advice, you know. Built-in mentors.
There you go. And now, how do you know, really quick, going that, I mean, I'm sure my listeners are thinking about mentors. How do you find mentors? I mean, really, you know what I mean? Because I'm looking at you guys, okay, can I be one, you know, can you be one of my mentors?
Yeah, that's a great question.
How do you find a mentor?
You know, one of the key things is Bill and I sat down when we were newlyweds, really, and we said, okay, we have these missing pieces. Let's identify the areas that we need to grow in. And then let's go spend time with people that are successful in those areas. And then let's go the next step in trying to get some one-on-one time with them, whether it's serving underneath them in their organization, whether it's paying for counseling or coaching, but being proactive and making that top 10 list of people you admire that have done what you want to do, that have your shared value system and have gone where you want to go, have traversed the territory.
I love that. I love that. Bill.
Well, and what I would add to that is narrow the scope of the mentoring. Like if you go to somebody and say, will you mentor me?
That's overwhelming.
That sounds
right?
Like, will you be my parent?
Right. Oh, and that's most a often, really good point.
Most often you get a no.
Right.
But if you narrow it and say, like when I went to my mentor, I said, I want to learn how to be a pastor of a church and raise my family in a ministry context.
And that was bingo. He was like, that's very easy for me,
and
right?
He knew how to pass that on because he already had that skill in his life. And the second is, I would say, just add to what Pam said, make a list so it's not one and done. Like, will you mentor me? Oh, I failed.
Right.
Make a list and be prepared to hear no. Because the right person is going to have the right time to give you.
Oh,
so if the first person says no, it's just a signpost to go ask the next person on your list. And then shorten the time. Don't say, will you mentor me for the next 10 years?
Right.
Say, will you give me, in the next 4 months, will you meet with me 10 or 12 times and teach me this skill?
Oh, I love that.
And
that's
if that goes well,
yeah,
then set up another 3 months. Mm. And that way everybody knows, oh, I'm not signing up for life. I'm not interrupting my entire schedule. I'm just passing on what I already know.
And which is really about my show is when you get to the top, look back and help the next person in line.
Good.
I love that. I love that.
And let me just make a quick plug for the men's book because like
Please.
All of you women will remember the whole acrostic that Pam shared because you're already emotionally connected to it. And
that's the acrostic.
Yeah, and your memories are incredible. Men probably don't work that way. So let me just give a preview. The book starts helping men focus their passions because the way men are wired with high levels of testosterone, we tend to be competitive and productive, and we have been given passion for the things we're supposed to accomplish. And when we focus those passions, we accomplish great things. When those passions get out of focus, they create damage. Mm. Sometimes they create physical damage, sometimes emotional, sometimes relational damage. And we tell men all the time, well, you just need to turn your passions off so that they don't become dangerous. Men don't have that off switch.
Right.
So the first chapter will help men identify what are you passionate about and then set up a strategy for how to focus those passions so that they do a lot of good in your life rather than do damage that you have to recover from for the rest of your life.
Mm, I love that. I love that. And now where can my listeners find your books?
Well, our organization is Love Wise. We like to plant ourselves at the intersection of love and wisdom. And so that's where you can find us online is love-wise.com. And then all the major bookstores, you know, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all those.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you guys have a marketing person or how did you start your empire? So it's Pam.
Okay. If I weren't an author, I would have gone into marketing. And I just love the psychology of like, what moves a person? What helps them make good choices? And so a lot in the PR and marketing realm really is understanding people and the counseling side. So yes, I enjoy that part of our work. Yeah,
I love it. I love having you guys on. I love your sharing and so much skill. Thank you so much. I can't wait for you to be back on again.
This is amazing.
That you're here really close, right?
I'm sitting here getting whiplash from just sitting here nodding. Yes, as we're talking.
I love it. I love it. Eric, I know we're going to do the same for you. So let's talk. And I'm so excited. We had a really brief lunch together and it was like, I got to go. And we blah, 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 blah. I got to go. But I'm like, oh, you have to come on my show. This is amazing. Of course, your business and your thing is Journey Designers. Love that. And thank you for all the little goodies here. Talk to us a little bit about how you started and what your story is.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with Pam. I mean, that lunch we had, I mean, you're brilliant. Like you and I clicked on all this stuff. I mean, there's so much resonance. Resonance is a word I use a lot in coaching.
Yes, yes.
And you've got all this stuff that we're talking about, which
you.
Is why I get so energized speaking
thank
with you. So thank you for having me on. And as far as my background, you know, by profession, I am senior community development manager for American Cancer Society. And I take coaches, coaching clients on the side for personal and professional coaching. And I got started in that about 10 years ago. I made a huge shift in my life. And the short version of it is I wasn't happy where I was, and I stayed not being happy where I was for a long time until I made a decision that I was going to change that. And I had no idea really how to do that. And I eventually got there by just sort of changing everybody that I knew. I met a bunch of new people. I stopped talking to the people who weren't serving me. And in that context, I began informally, quote unquote, coaching, right? I mean, anybody can call themselves a coach. And back then, I didn't really know what it was. And I wasn't doing it by what would now be, you know, ethical standards of coaching from ICF. And I was doing a lot of mentoring in people in my industry. I was in the entertainment industry. And huge value shift, made a decision to get out of that and go into the world of nonprofit. And when I was there, I found a lot of resonance with the people that I was working with. And then I started my professional coach training. So in 2015, I went to the Coaches Training Institute, and I've completed their curriculum for co-active coaching, which is obviously under ICF and ICF accredited. And it's a little even more rigorous than that. Co-active coaching, the certification for that is CPCC, which I'm on my way to and not there yet. So that was my story. That's my journey, how I got into it. Basically, it was a values shift, found new people in my life that I was, you know, finding that resonance with. And now I'm actually doing the professional coaching on the side.
So let's just kind of dive right in. Okay, you're talking about fulfillment.
Yeah.
Okay, and please be a part of this.
Absolutely.
All of us. You know, and I always say it's not by accident that I choose all my guests that are here.
Right.
I tell you,
divine,
I love that. Yeah. It's like I love having a party and everybody's, you know, included. But fulfillment, you know, some days you wonder what your purpose is.
Yeah.
You know, or you wonder like, okay, am I on that treadmill and I just can't get off? Do you ever feel that way, any of you?
All the time.
Yes. Okay. So how do you have to?
And I think it's built into life. Like a lot of life is very routine and very boring.
Okay.
Like I don't know how to tell a young couple, hey, you've got a baby and changing diapers is awesome.
Yeah.
Like it's not. It's just a routine thing. It has to be done. And you don't find great fulfillment in every task of your life.
Ah, that's exactly it. So when we talk about fulfillment, a lot of people think of fulfillment. When they think of fulfillment, they are actually thinking of an expression of fulfillment, okay? So a car, a house, a great job, a great relationship, those are expressions of fulfillment. And that's great. Those aren't bad things. You know, we need to have our goals and we need to, you know, have goals that are aligned in our values. But they are expressions. Fulfillment in and of itself isn't something that can be touched. It's not tangible. You can't put it in a bottle. Fulfillment is a state. And by the way, I will say that it's not a state that you can expect to be in 100% of the time that you're conscious.
I love that. Yeah.
And it's flow, right? It's harmony, it's resonance, it's being in a state. In other words, fulfillment is when living in alignment with the values that you have designed for yourself. That's a state of fulfillment. You can be really frustrated and having a terrible day. And if you are honoring your values that you have chosen to go after, you are in fulfillment. And that is the difference between an expression of fulfillment and fulfillment as far as when I'm coaching.
So good. I love the chasing after fulfillment because we're all designed unique. If you look at our talents, our skills, like we were all put on the face of this earth for such a time as this. There's a purpose for each person out there. And one of the ways I help women figure out what their, you know, design is what, you know, thrills your heart. What do you wake up thinking about? What do you go to sleep thinking about? If you had free time, where do your thoughts take you? And also, what do you get lost in? You know, the whole word flow. Yeah, do those things that if nobody paid you to do them, you would just love doing them.
That's right. Those are great coaching questions. You just rattled off a bunch of really fantastic coaching questions that in any given session, you could dig into one of those and have it be a session or a number of sessions. And I get into that with clients. I don't have a template for coaching. I do what we call sort of dancing in the moment with the client.
That's all one-on-one.
Of course, I have my go-tos. And one of those questions is actually what I would like to know from you, Kim.
Okay.
May I ask you a question?
Sure.
I'd like to know from you, What is the biggest discovery that you have made about yourself?
The biggest discovery. Gosh, well, you know, and I'm going to kind of probably back that up with a little question, because I fell into this. This was, you know, and here's a big thing. And Pam, you're probably like jump all over this one, right? And probably you, Bill, too. But I saw an ad and I said, oh, I'm a mom that has something to say. Okay. And I went after it. You don't have to go after everything in life.
Right.
Okay, that's a huge lesson. That's probably one of the biggest lessons, because when an opportunity showed to me, I was like, oh, I could do that, but I could do that, I could do that. And there was so many things on my plate that I have to now. My biggest thing is, I could do that. Do I want to do that?
So we're going back to decision. We're going back
yes,
to choice.
Yeah.
Part of the undone, learning to say no is as important as learning to say
yeah.
yes.
That was exactly what I was going to bottom line. It sounds to me like you're saying what you discovered about yourself is saying no is actually very powerful.
Yeah, yeah, I totally have. And, you know, a lot of people have said, you're so good at jumping in. But now I love that about myself, because I show up. I did consciously make a decision to say yes to life. And so what I've changed now is to say yes to life no matter what, but maybe it's not today, right? So yes, like you were saying, if somebody asks you to be a mentor, yes, but for how long? You know what I mean? Put some boundaries on it.
So it sounds to me like you made a discovery that saying yes can look different.
Right. That's right. Exactly.
And you know, Eric, in response to your question, I would say what I've discovered about myself is I love to help people grasp real things.
Ooh.
And yet I can't do that every moment of every day. So along with that, I've discovered that it's okay to pay the price for the freedom to do what I love to do.
That's fantastic.
So I love helping people, and just doing tasks and getting stuff done doesn't fulfill me, but helping people figure stuff out. But in order to create that opportunity, there's a lot of tasks I need to do in my life
before
to enable that to happen. So
right.
So I have to keep my eye on, this is the price I paid to help people do what they want to do in life.
That's fantastic. And that discovery is a value discovery. And the tasks around it are just, you know, the underpinnings of that.
I feel so fortunate that I feel like I discovered my purpose early, you know. I love to write. I wrote my first book when I was 8 years old. Now I've written 45. And so
wow.
I the sooner people can figure out their passion, their calling, their purpose, the more time you have to live it out.
I love that. I love that. It's like as soon as you could turn it on, right, you're able to do it. You guys, we are at the end of this part of our show, and I want you guys to stay because we're going to go into our next interview. I want you guys back. I'm going to, like, book you guys together, okay? But, again, where do we find your books really quick?
Love-wise.com.
Okay. And, Eric, how can my listeners find you and be able to work with you? You
can find me at 805-369-1249 or journeydesigners.net. Pretty full roster right now, but I do have room for one or two clients.
I love that. I love that. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. We'll be back. But again, thank you so much for being here. Call in to win tickets at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You say yes. I say no. You say stop. But I say go.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Really excited. What a great opportunity. And, of course, we're going to be talking about back to school and an eye to the future. And so I'm really interested to kind of hear a little bit more about you. And, of course, you are the IBM Foundation president, correct?
That's right.
and also the founding principle of the pathways in technology. And so is it like an early college, high school? Tell us a little bit about this and yourself.
It is. So P-TECH, which is an IBM-designed program that brings together the best of public high schools, community college, and business. So we at IBM are thinking a lot about the next generation of skills and what people need to be prepared for the workforce of tomorrow. We know that there are 500,000 open IT jobs out there, but only 50,000 people graduating with computer science degrees every year. And so 7 years ago, we started this model in partnership with New York City Public Schools and the City University of New York to really bring high school and community college together, infused by the needs of business, and that's P-TECH. And my colleague Rashid Davis has done an amazing job of founding that model in Brooklyn and really bringing it to life and delivering results.
Now, let me ask you a question. So P-TECH is that Pathways in Technology, is that what it stands for?
That's
yes,
right.
Pathways in Technology, okay. Early College, High School.
Okay, perfect. And who am I speaking also with? I'm sorry, I didn't realize we were going to have, yeah. Who else am I speaking with?
Rashid Davis, the founding principal.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, thank you so much for joining us. Okay.
Absolutely, yeah.
I want to ask you a question. So where are these all located?
So we started in central Brooklyn in the Crown Heights section, but New York was the first state to replicate. And so you have P-TECHs in both, you know, in rural, suburban, as well as urban areas. And there are 8 different states plus countries outside of the United States that have replicated P-TECH since opening 2011.
Wow, I love this. So, you know, it's interesting. So a lot of our kids, I've got 4 children, two of my daughters have gone to college, and they don't even use what they went for, okay? I also do hair, so I went to an occupational. And so I kind of feel like, is this like an occupational school for technology?
It's really about connecting classroom and career. And so it begins by asking businesses, you know, what kind of skills are you going to be hiring for in 6 years, and gathering that and doing some analysis so that then educators can do scoping and sequencing of curriculum that makes sense to prepare students for those kinds of jobs. But it's very much a partnership between education, government, and business.
Wow, I love this. And how long has this been going on? When did you start this, I guess I should say?
Rashid?
So we opened, yes, so the thought behind it went into place in 2010, and the actual school opening happened in 2011 with partners from the New York City Department of Education, the City University of New York, specifically with the college partner, New York City College of Technology, and IBM as the lead industry partner.
Wow, excellent. So let me ask you a question. When a student goes through this, how many years will they be attending this, or is this cut in half?
It's a 6-year program, and so the intention is that at the end of 6 years, every student will have both their high school diploma and their associate's degree. 80% of those students will choose to go on to get a 4-year degree, but now they've done the first 2 years without any student loan burden. Others might decide to go on and begin a job at IBM or at another company, and that's all fine. Now, what we found, I think great thanks to Principal Davis's incredible leadership and team, is the school in Brooklyn has 4 times the on-time college graduation rate and many students that are actually graduating ahead of schedule.
Excellent. So this is kind of an early high school, including, and you're already like pre-college, exactly. And so when you go in there, are you already having to declare what you are going to do, or is it kind of like you get through it and now you go, okay, we've already got this so much taken care of, now you can figure out what your following, subjects are?
I think the beauty of this design is having industry and college at the table from the beginning. And so it's an approved, vetted degree pathway from New York City College of Technology as our college partner. But from 9th grade, every student is assigned an industry mentor so they could really point to vision and mission realized. and then they have the opportunity to start taking college courses in one of two degree pathways at PTech Brooklyn. But they get an introductory course, actually two introductory courses of both pathways, before they have the opportunity to declare a major. So we really have thought strategically about making sure that students are exposed to both majors before actually having declared a major. But and also by the third year of high school, the junior year, the students have an opportunity to take a paid internship with IBM, where they really get the opportunity to have real skills, so that way they know, coupled with college courses, what to look forward to for the future.
Wow, I love this. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us, waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. We're talking with Jennifer Ryan Cozier, and we're talking with Rashad Davis. And we're talking about the IBM Foundation and also the early college high school, PTech. And what a great, this is just so, I think it's wonderful because these kids that are coming out of here, you call it the new collar jobs. Talk to us about that.
That's right. So new collar jobs we think of as not white collar, not blue collar. They're jobs that require skills. Skills in STEM, in cybersecurity, in analytics. There's a lot of different categories of new-collar jobs. They're jobs that earn a middle-skill income, a really good income, but you might be able to do them with a two-year degree. And at IBM, we're seeing that number, that kind of job category growing dramatically. So we want to help prepare students for that.
And I think that's so great because I see a lot of kids that have gone to college and they come back and they still can't find the job. Now they've got this huge, you know, overhead that they're paying back their fees. And, I mean, I see, you know, adults that have a whole family and they're still paying back. So this is excellent.
That's
so
right.
Is there no cost?
There's no cost. The associate's degree is completely free, and we're thrilled to tell you and your listeners that PTech is coming to California. So
wow.
We were delighted to see legislation that was passed earlier this summer, and then $10 million for PTech schools written into the state budget. So we're in the process of working with the community college system and with local school districts to figure out where those PTech schools will be.
Excellent. So how can my listeners find out more about this?
They can go to ptech.org online and learn all about the program, the model, and then, of course, reach out to their local legislators or to us at IBM if they're interested in bringing PTech to their community.
I love it. Thank you so much. This truly is the brighter side of life. I think this will help so many people, and it's very innovative, and I think it's the way we look at the future. So I thank you both for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thank you for having us.
Our pleasure. Thanks, Kim.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Eric Knight, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And, of course, Bill and Pam, thank you so much. We've had an amazing show. And, of course, I'd love to see everybody out tomorrow at the bridal premiere. And, of course, we always end our show with a moment of happiness. Don't forget to be awesome. That's what this life's about. All right, with that, I thank you, and I talk to you next week.